Love me do.
You're listening to 91.5 WMFO in Medford. That was Love Me Do by the Beatles. I'm Zach.
I'm Charlie.
And this is CCD, which...
Today it's CD. Because Chris is getting sick.
We're taking you back to a time before digital music with an exploration of music through the instrument of the harmonica today.
Feasibly, it could still have some
digital
music.
Everything we're playing is digital, yeah. But I was thinking CD, we might as well embrace it. I don't know if anything today was recorded digitally. Maybe one of them.
Yeah.
Of the ones.
I mean, like...
I only have one that's, like, recent, so... But they were probably still recorded on tape. Whatever! We're going to be exploring the harmonica today, that oh-so-prevalent yet weird instrument.
I wouldn't say it's that weird. I just think it gets a bad rap based on the fact that no one can really play it anymore.
That is very true. Well, it's weird as an instrument because it's kind of an instrument that no one learns formally ever. It's just kind of an instrument that you pick up and you start playing.
And it's one of those ones that, like, everyone kind of has. Like, everyone has a harmonica that you can blow into one hole at a time for, like,
mm-hmm.
just open up and, like, blow some aharmonic, like, atonal thing out of, like, four consecutive holes.
Mm-hmm.
But no one really ever thinks, oh, I'll just learn to play this really well, like they did in the past.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. No one really uses it as their main form of...
Yeah, it's just not a very marketable skill.
...of melody. Yeah, I can understand that. That being said, though, you've got guitarists who are just a dime a dozen now, but...
Rock band population.
Yeah, that's very true. Do you want to switch mics? Because I'm just noticing now that this mic is pretty much disconnected. And I think I'm only picking you up via mine.
Yeah, that...
There you go.
Oh, that's so much better. Yeah.
Yeah.
Apologies for...
I was like, what is that?
That you missed my quality banter because mic 4 apparently in the studio is down.
Would you like to repeat everything you just said?
Basically, no one plays the harmonica anymore, but if they do play the harmonica, it's because they own one in their house, and they just like to blow into it for kicks. Meanwhile, because the guitar is fetishized in the modern population mm-hmm. by the presence of popular guitarists, really good guitar licks rather than really good harmonica licks in songs, and the idea of Rock Band and Guitar Hero letting you become the guitarist and mm-hmm. look really cool doing it.
I get that.
Then people don't play the harmonica as much.
Yeah, I think there's an added versatility to a guitar, you know? That's really interesting. The fact that the guitar is in every song, like, every like popular rock song known to man.
Well, the harmonica, you know, the harmonica could be like that too.
The harmonica was more prevalent than it is now. It has been. So let's actually get into some of these now. The one that immediately came to me when I first started making this playlist was, of course, Soul Man by the Blues Brothers, and we are about to get Soul Man. Here we go.
Duck Dynasty. been walking Central Park, singing after dark. People think I'm crazy. Stuffing on my feet, shuffling to the street, asking people, what's the matter with you, boy?
And that was the Rolling Stones with Miss You from their pre-disco phase, I'd say. You know? What I like about that song is it really has that same, like, harmony in the background, but being done by many different instruments, including, of course, in this case, the harmonica. Great song.
Cool.
Yeah. Some Girls, really good album. Really good album.
Yes.
Yeah. Maybe I picked a topic that isn't conducive to that much conversation.
When you said that we had harmonica, I figured that you had thought about what we were going to talk about.
No, I really haven't.
No, you really should do that first.
Yeah, you see, I was thinking about superheroes for today's show, and I kind of had some songs.
What? You had Iron Man?
Well, I had a bunch of songs Superman. That are like really prevalent in either superhero shows or movies. And stuff like that, yeah.
Well, you had R.E.M. on there, right?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, yeah, well,
that's... I had Three Doors Down with Kryptonite. great song from middle school.
Throwing me back hard to the 2000s there.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Do you have any distinct memories of Kryptonite?
No, I have distinct memories of Three Doors Down with It's My Life.
Oh.
You know, It's My Life.
I'm so sorry.
Because that song was all their age back in the day.
No, totally.
They performed that at the opening before the first pitch of one of the MLB All-Star games.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember watching on the TV and listening to that song. And being young and naive, my brother Sam and I thought to ourselves, wow, that song is really good. So I ended up buying it on iTunes. And Sam went out and he bought the entire album. So he owns an entire Three Doors Down album that I think he's listened to about three times.
All right.
It was probably all in like 2008 or whatever, or whenever it came out.
I'm trying to think of the most embarrassing CD I own. I can't quite think. I know that there are some very embarrassing CDs that I own from when I was a child.
We just never really bought CDs that much.
I mean, I feel like maybe this was just me, but I feel like we were right towards the end of CDs and right at the beginning of digital music.
Yeah, but we were too young to be buying our own CDs, really.
Yeah, but like I feel like the ones that I did buy were ones that I bought when I was like, you know, embarrassingly young and didn't have a taste in music but wanted to own CDs. Now, granted, these ones aren't embarrassing, but for example, I had like all the SpongeBob albums.
Oh, we have the SpongeBob movie soundtrack.
Yeah, SpongeBob movie soundtrack, the Yellow album. Actually, on one episode of my summer show, we played, I want to say, 12 SpongeBob songs in a row. And it was arguably the best hour of radio I've ever put out.
So. Some people will probably argue otherwise. I mean, I'm very pro SpongeBob music, but like, I don't know if it's the most mainstream selection you could make.
It was, interestingly enough, the only episode my girlfriend decided to listen to, and she's never watched SpongeBob in her life. I think she's watched one episode.
Why has she not watched SpongeBob again? You've told me this, but I forget.
Didn't have cable.
Oh, but like, you can atone for past sins now.
Yeah. No, there's no interest. There's no interest. And to be totally honest, a lot of episodes of SpongeBob hold up to us because of nostalgia. Some of them just don't hold up to actual adults. It's not like one of those it's not a kid's show.
Like what episodes?
I think appeals to adults. The Panty Raid episode is a great episode. And I think totally appeals to older audiences more than... Okay, that was a counterexample. The one where they take Squidward jelly fishing. And he's in the wheelchair. Which is a great... Firmly grasp it is a great, like, line for us. But I don't think... Like, we laugh at Firmly Grasp It just because we've heard it 1,000 times as children and laughed when we were children. I don't think anyone else would actually laugh.
I don't know. Maybe. I don't think it's as stark as you say in terms of the lack of appeal. I think there is definitely crossover appeal for adults. Especially going back and watching the new SpongeBob movie when I went to see it in the theaters when it came out. No, it's got a lot more layers in there that I wouldn't have laughed at as a kid, and I laugh at now, not because it's nostalgia, because I didn't pick up on it in the first place. It's because it's just got some more adult humor hidden in a G-rated way that just is funnier.
Here's the thing. Going into that movie, I obviously had both really high expectations and really low expectations. High expectations because the first SpongeBob movie is glorious.
Yes.
Right? And low expectations just because I knew, you know, it's 11 years later, the show has really gone downhill.
Well, people weren't able to differentiate the two in their head between the old one and the new one. They didn't treat them as two different movies. Yeah. They were not... See, it wasn't a sequel. It was a standalone other movie.
Yeah. That's what I was a little upset at when I first heard, but then I accepted, and actually seeing it, I was like, this is very funny, you know? They went for less of a movie and more of, we're just going to make a 90-minute romp in the SpongeBob universe that was on sometimes, like, layered with absurdism. It was just really fun.
Yeah, no, it was classic SpongeBob.
Yeah. It was like an episode that was 90 minutes long of like classic SpongeBob.
It was classic SpongeBob, and you could go and still enjoy it, even not for nostalgia purposes, as a young adult.
Yeah, I would totally agree with that. That being said, I think like the more recent episodes of SpongeBob are...
I haven't watched any of the more recent episodes.
Me neither. I haven't watched them.
Okay.
Probably season. But
all
I'm talking
of the more
like,
recent episodes are garbage. Me? No, I actually. No, I mean, no, I haven't watched for like.
Well, that being said, I'm making the assumption off of episodes that I've watched that I watched like 7 years ago,
Zach,
from like
you know
season
what,
7.
You know what they say about assumptions. Don't make them.
Don't make them.
Let's play some more music.
I agree. Here is a classic song by Led Zeppelin. Here's When the Levee Breaks off of Led Zeppelin 4.
We'll be right back.
was
Led Zeppelin with When the Levee Breaks. And Charlie, I believe you have a message for us of some sorts.
Doorknobs. Restrooms. Telephones. Keyboards. Other people. What do these things have in common? They're all easy ways for you to pick up or pass along germs. Germs that could lead to colds and flu. Now, you can't spend your days avoiding contact with everything, but you can take a few important steps to protect yourself. Washing your hands is one of the best and easiest ways to avoid catching or spreading colds and flu. Keeping your hands and the surfaces you touch clean protects not only you, it also protects those around you. A few extra minutes a day is all it takes to put your health first. For more on avoiding the flu, talk to your doctor or visit massmed.org and click Your Health First. This public health message brought to you by the Massachusetts Medical Society. Nice soundtrack, Zach.
Thank you. I had to work on the spot on that one. This is what we call improv in the biz.
Yeah, sure.
Yes.
We have some John Batiste now, right?
We do. John Batiste and Stay Human with Humanism, which is the theme song to The Late Show with Stephen Colbert.
Let's get jazzy.
That was Humanism by John Batiste and Stay Human, followed by a clip of them jamming with vice presidential candidate Tim Kaine. Now, of course, in Humanism, that is not the harmonica, as Charlie pointed out halfway through, which I was going to mention. It is the melodica, which is a version of the harmonica where instead of changing tone by changing which hole you're blowing into, you're changing it via a keyboard that is attached to the melodica.
Well, it also has a very different sound.
I don't know if it's an extremely different sound, because it's the exact same mechanism, but yeah, it is but slightly
different.
Yeah.
You can clearly pick up that it's not a harmonica.
Yeah.
Which means it's different to a large enough point.
Yeah. They're distinct instruments. The interesting thing about the melodica, and I've heard John Batiste talk about this, is that you can't see what you're playing while you're playing it. You really need to rely on muscle memory.
You can if you put in the tube.
Yeah, if you put in the tube, but no one does that, you know? And the reason John Batiste has it is because it's an instrument that he can walk around with, as opposed to he's a pianist by trade.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can't walk around with a piano, you know? When looking for a portable instrument, it's actually a really good one to have.
Yeah.
Tim Kaine, how about him?
Yeah, we're not going to talk about that. You know that.
Well, I think we can talk about how good he is as a harmonica player.
Oh, he's a good harmonica player.
He's a really good harmonica player.
I thought you said, how about that is, how do you like Tim Kaine in a general sense?
Well, I love Tim Kaine.
Transitioning into political talk, which we're not going to do here.
Yeah, no, that's fair.
Well, you didn't realize that last week, but like...
I'll talk about anything political anytime. But
I know, but I'm not going to let you talk about anything political here.
That's fair. That's fair.
This is an apolitical space for those of you listening. We're not trying to convince you.
We're not the liberal media. We're not the conservative
media.
Media.
I think media
either.
Is the word that you can use for both.
Yeah, I was trying to find a synonym.
No, just say media generally.
Mm.
I don't know. We're not the media, but Zach does feel like he can waltz in and make a playlist about harmonicas and then throw in a song that doesn't have any actual harmonicas in it.
I thought it would be interesting to explore the different variations on the harmonica.
I think it's different enough where I wouldn't call it a strict variation. I would call it a separate instrument from the same family. In the same way that the saxophone and the trumpet are different. Well, not the saxophone and the trumpet, excuse me, the trumpet and the trombone.
I would see in my head it's more like an alto sax versus a tenor sax.
No, because it's not just a bigger harmonica of the same ilk.
See, but it's the same interior mechanism, whereas it's a different, like, to use a comp sci term, it's the same implementation, a different interface.
I guess. I don't know. I would classify them as separate things, because it's not like the sound is the same and just lowered or raised. It's a different sound.
That's fair. That's fair. Yeah, when I first started doing this playlist, I was thinking maybe weird instruments. But then I found so many for harmonica that...
Yeah, you can only find so much theremin pop.
Yeah, right? It was a lot of theremin and harmonica is what it ended up being. So I was like, okay, I can't really think of another weird instrument. Unless there's a song that I can find that's just castanets, you know? And I feel like that wouldn't be quite entertaining radio.
Yeah, I don't think so. What do you have next?
I have Bob Dylan with Shelter from the Storm off of the amazing album Blood on the Tracks.
All right. Enjoy this work of a Nobel laureate.
Toil and blood. When blackness was a virtue, the road was full of mud. I came in from the wilderness, a creature void of form. Come in, she said, I'll give you shelter from the storm. And if I pass this way again, you can rest assured I'll always do my best for her, on that I give my word. In a world of steel at death and men who are fighting to be warm, come in, she said, I'll give ya shelter from the storm. And I
Not a word was spoke between us. There was a little risk involved. Everything up to that point had been left unresolved. Try imagining a place where it's always safe and warm. Come in, she said, I'll give you a shelter from the storm. I was burned out from exhaustion, buried in the hail, poisoned in the bushes and blown out on the trail. Hunted like a crocodile, ravaged in the corn. Come in, she said, I'll give you shelter from the storm. Suddenly I turned around and she was standing there, with silver bracelets on her wrists and flowers in her hair. She walked up to me so gracefully and took my crown of thorns. Come in, she said, I'll give you shelter from the storm. Now there's a wall between us, something that's been lost. I took too much for granted, I got my signals crossed. Just pretend till it all began on a non-eventful morn. Come in, she said, I'll give you shelter from the storm. Well, the deputy walks on hard nails and the preacher rides a mount, but nothing really matters much, it's doom alone that counts. And the one-eyed undertaker, he blows a feudal horn. Come in, she said, I'll give you shelter from the storm. I've heard newborn babies wailing like a moaning dove, and old men with broken teeth stranded without love. Do I understand your question, man? Is it hopeless and forlorn? Come in, she said, I'll give you shelter from the storm. In a little hilltop village, they gambled for my clothes. I bargained for salvation and she gave me a lethal dose. I offered up my innocence, I got repaid with scorn. Come in, she said, I'll give you a shelter from the storm. Well, I'm living in a foreign country, but I'm bound to cross the line. Beauty walks a razor's edge, someday I'll make it mine. If I could only turn back the clock to when God and her were born. Come in, she said, I'll give ya shelter from the storm. We'll be right back.
That was Three Packs a Day by Courtney Barnett, a great song about ramen noodles.
It is.
No, I know, but
it's just so weird.
I really wasn't listening, so.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I know. That's the thing is when I first heard, I was like, Courtney Barnett is a song about called Three Packs a Day. Of course, it's about cigarettes. And then I was like, oh, no, it's about noodles. That's adorable.
Yeah. No, she'll write a song about her noodle habit because it reflects kindly on her. But is she going to talk about her three packs a day of cigarettes? No.
Probably. I mean, to be totally honest.
No, that's what she wants you to think.
That's true. No, she's so good, too. I think as an artist, she's extremely formulaic, but unbelievably good. I'm a big fan.
So I have another PSA, Zach.
I think you have a donations PSA.
Yeah, because it's that time of the year. Woo! It's the donation drive.
Gotta get some money.
When we want to be like NPR and have a pledge drive. So,
from Celtic to classical, hillbilly to hip-hop, funk to punk, blues, classic rock, and even J-pop. J-pop, huh?
Wow.
WMFO DJs play it all. And just once a year, we ask for your financial help to keep local, non-profit, freeform radio on the air. All donations are completely tax-deductible, and $10 or more will get you gifts from WMFO in return. You can donate online at donate.wmfo.org and check out all the rewards we offer there, or you can mail a check to WMFO, Attention Donations, P.O. Box 53065, Medford, MA, 02155. Thanks for your support. If you donate now, we'll give you a free pledge drive because we have... not a free pledge drive. We'll give you a free tote bag because right now we have a special offer from one of our anonymous donors.
Yes. They called us up and they said, we have a tote bag and we want to give it to another donor.
Also, if we can raise $700,000 in the next 2 hours, we will have a double donation.
So of a house.
That's not how doubling a donation works, Zach.
Oh.
Unless that house is worth exactly, it's like made of $700,000 in cash.
I feel like you can find a house around here that's exactly worth $700,000.
Well, you could have the offer accepted for $700,000.
Okay, I feel that. Then it's not worth exactly $700,000.
Or what's worth anything these days?
Yeah, that's the weird thing about real estate, I guess.
Yeah.
Hmm.
It's a weird thing about money as well. What's really worth anything? The only thing that's worth anything is a tote bag.
Nothing's worth anything.
Tote bags are worth
anything. We're all worthless, except tote bags.
Tote bags are the world.
Yeah. We should just pay for everything in tote bags.
I do.
Wow. How's that working out for you?
I have survived.
How many tote bags do you currently have in your room?
None. I'm broke.
All right. We've got two more songs to go, and I think we can fit them in. Here is The Clash with White Man and Hammersmith Pelé.
Yeah.
Was The Clash.
White Man at Hammersmith Palais.
Great. Great song.
Yeah, I mean, I love The Clash.
Yeah. I actually prefer the live version of that one from off of From Here to Eternity.
Oh, I'm Zach, and I prefer the live version of songs.
Yeah.
The
Clash are amazing live.
Obviously.
But that one didn't have a harmonica in it, so guess I needed to go with the album version.
Yeah, unless you were planning on like attempting to play harmonica over the recording,
I would have not allowed
you to do, I'm afraid.
No, so when I came up with this playlist, I was considering, because of what we did with poetry last night, of bringing in a couple of my harmonicas, and I was like, that's not going to go over well way.
You could have had us try for about a minute, but it would be terrible radio because it would not be the most...
Yeah.
At least, sound.
If you're bad at writing poetry, you can still write a funny poem. If you're bad at playing harmonica, you can't write a funny harmonica song.
Not at all.
That's about how.
Oh, you're gonna have us write whole songs? I thought you were just gonna have us try and play.
Well, no, but like, just kind of extending the logic. That's what I would have had us do, is just jam a little bit. But
that would have been.
It would have been disgusting. It would have been disgusting and just awful radio.
That's how it is when you play the harmonica, but you don't actually know how to play.
Yeah. You see, but you got like people like Courtney Barnett there and people like Bob Dylan who actually use it to enhance the songs, and I think that that's great.
Yeah, no, there's a place for it when people know how to play it. There's not really a place for it other than kids toying around when you don't know how to play the harmonica.
Yeah, anymore at least. I don't really know how one goes about learning the harmonica.
One goes on the internet and searches how to play the harmonica.
Or I guess I wonder how one did that in 1958, you know? Mm. What are you gonna do? I guess
self-teaching.
Yeah.
One more song.
I've got the final song.
Great hit that everyone loves. Literally everyone.
Yes, literally everyone.
You cannot dislike this.
Did you guess this one, or did I show you?
I knew it was gonna be on here.
It was gonna. 100%. Yeah, it's the last one, obviously. I want to make sure that we're talking about the same. I know we're talking about the same one, so I'll let you introduce it.
Yeah, I'm more of a Billy Joel person than an Elton John person, too.
Yeah.
I'm one of those.
Yeah.
So. This is Piano Man.
Yes.
It is almost 8 o'clock on a Thursday, and you're listening to CCD, a distribution requirement, with Charlie and Zach.
This has been WMFO in Medford.
91.5 FM. We'll see you next week. Here's Billy Joel.
When I wore a younger man. tonight. Well, we're all in the mood for a melody, and you've got us feeling all right. Now John at the bar is a friend of mine. Gets me my drinks for free, and he's quick with a joke or to light up your smoke, but there's some place that he'd rather be. He says, Bill, I believe this is killing me, as a smile ran away from his face. Well, I'm sure that I could be a movie star if I could get out of this place. La la da 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 da. Now Paul is a real estate novelist who never had time for a wife, and he's talking with David, who's still in the Navy and probably will be for life. Saturday, and the manager gives me a smile, 'cause he knows that it's me they've been coming to see, to forget about life for a while. And the piano, it sounds like a carnival, and the microphone smells like a beer, and they sit at the bar and put bread in my jar.
Radio. WMFO.